Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Well, this is all I'm going to say. And I did a podcast about topics of today. And I guess some people in my neighborhood or whatever probably got angry about me expressing my leftist point of view, criticizing people like Donald John Trump. This is all I'm going to say. I have every right as an American to express my point of view. I've always been left. I will stay left. Everybody left and right have made their point of view all over the country. Not just politicians. I have every right to express my point of view or criticize a political figure or a big political figure or celebrity in every way, shape, possible. I have a right not to be harassed for it. I know some people, there was somebody who thought I was going to be conservative. I ain't going to never be no conservative in this lifetime. I just don't believe in conservative beliefs. I do know that the rational way, intellectually and just ethically, is to respect people with different beliefs than I do. And while, you know, beliefs for some people can change minds, they're never going to change. I'm going to stay left for the rest of my life. The reason why, from my point of view, is that things always change. And when you see the changes that have happened the last 20 years and the ongoing changes, which shows that a lot of people are getting more and more, it's getting more inclusive, where a lot of people, regardless of who they are, can be elected. And one reason why I'm left is because I'm a minority. I'm African American, but I fit into minority category in more ways than more than one category. So, because of that, I am seeing the years of oppression and discrimination happening and how it is changing. There's no way I can be conservative, because social conservatives, they believe what they believe. You know, well, I respect it. I have every right to say what I feel. I just don't think it's logical if they are stuck in a motto where they have less government and believe in controlling people's lives. You know, homophobia and racism is prevalent in the conservative movement, which includes people of KKK groups and other type of groups, and they believe in their Christian beliefs or beliefs that so strongly that my impression is they refuse to see another person's point of view. And that's not good for politics. That's not good in dealing with people. While separation of church and state is it must be assured, so everybody can have a point of view. I'm going to speak out against people on the right as much as possible. And people criticize me, call me names, as somebody use racial slurs and so on. That's not right to be a racist or target me with racial slurs or hate speech, simply because I expressed my point of view. I never said anything that was controversial. Everybody criticized. It's a right, my right under U.S. Constitution. It's also my right under the Constitution to not be harassed for it. I mean, it's obviously the truth about voter fraud. There was no voter fraud. He lied about it. There's evidence and lots of evidence about it. Tax returns, lied about that. China There was no China account. He was being audited. He lied about that. It's evidence of lies. So I ain't going back down from it. Insurrection. I mean, and they still support him. Well, there you have it. But even though that is the case, I want to say that things are going to change for the better. We can't go use a religion to judge people. People are diverse no matter what anything is going to. It's going to change. And a lot of people's lives have had many atrocities. That's why we had this recent issue with anti-Semitism. It is wrong to be anti-Semitic. You should be inclusive of everybody. And I have every right to express my leftist point of view. But I can see the other side, how, you know, they don't like what I say. It is fact. And I have every right to express what I say. And I'm going to continue to do something. So that's what I have to say. Now, on a personal level, I'm going to talk about something else. I don't like to bring out everything that I do on podcasts because there's this degree of confidentiality and privacy in my life and, you know, public and private, you know. But I keep, you know, I talk to my sisters and, you know, they're like, what? Again, it was the allegations I had with people coming from, encountering people from Buffalo, New York past when I was children. If it's family, if somebody, my mother, father, side, okay, this is all I have to say in general. I can't talk about them because if it's family, it's kind of different because they're family, they're relatives, okay, whatever. Or if it's somebody from my school that, you know, hashtag, whoever, or if it's hashtag, or somebody in my Earl Street, or whoever, I don't know who that is. But what I will say this, because, you know, these people don't come up to me. I'm saying this because these people are out there on the streets coming up saying these things. I find it a little peculiar, a lot peculiar, that these people say stuff about the past and they don't talk to me and so on. They are strangers. I haven't seen them in decades, or I don't know you unless I talk to you. So if I don't know, talk to them, or don't know what's going on, then they should not be, you know, they're out there yelling and screaming or whatever. I don't know what. Talking about people like Michael and blah, blah, blah. You know, that doesn't make sense. It would be, you know, they need to realize that you don't barge in and don't walk into people, whether you know them or not. If you haven't seen me in years, you're a stranger because I haven't seen you in years. Or if I don't talk to you, I don't know what's going on, and you're hanging out, coming over here, you need to stop. You should not be out there complaining or getting angry because you haven't talked to me. And then again, based on what's going on, why would I? I find that sucks. It's a violation. It doesn't make sense to me. It would be the same thing if I was on the East Coast. I just went to the East Coast and started following people who I used to know in Detroit or Buffalo. Follow them all around, hang outside, and don't talk to them. That wouldn't make sense, would it? Maybe go down south. See, oh, I remember that person back 20 years ago or 10 years ago. So I'm going to go down to where they are or where they're Buffalo. And I don't talk to them. I'm just sitting out there in the car and yelling and talking about, yeah, I saw you. I mean, that doesn't make sense, does it? That doesn't make sense. Boy, that's bizarre. It doesn't make sense. Something is wrong mentally with them in their situation. They need to get help. You talk to the people directly, basic common sense. Just like when I deal with people, I told you I dealt with some people who in this neighborhood who keep coming over here and say, oh, I don't hang out with my whatever. I mean, I don't know them. And they said, you know what they said at their mouth? They said, I don't mind my business. I don't know them, and they can't mind their business. They got some serious mental health issue. They got a mental problem, some serious issue mentally. They need to get on some medication or whatever. And these other people, now Buffalo Pass is over. It's over forever. You know, like with my family, you know, my sister, I deal with them directly. I talk to them. You know, I talk to people. If I know directly, then it makes sense. It doesn't make sense if I don't know somebody from the past. They come out here. And I don't want to, unfortunately, if they don't taunt him, I'm like, that's kind of that's very peculiar. That's strange. So they should not be yelling or whatever, because they were yelling at them. Well, anyway, what they need to do with the homeless, or some people out there have mental problems, criminally insane, get them into housing and get them on some medication. I'm not making up this story, you know, I'm just saying in general. It's like people in my business, you know, for me to stay stable, I have to mind my business because I'm aware, and I do. The strangers or people I know, whatever, and then I talk to them directly. If I don't, I just walk past them, and that's it. I leave them alone. Don't go and mess with people you don't know or you haven't seen, or even people I haven't seen out here in L.A. I mean, that doesn't make sense either. They have people with severe mental problems. I mean, that's some of the... You got to deal with people during. We don't go up to people stalking or whatever. It's not right. Follow me in a, I mean, I had people follow me in the car. And they don't talk to me. That's sick. Stalking is wrong. I don't want to say that. I mean, I do. But perhaps some of this is because I'm on air. Perhaps that people think I'm a celebrity. And I'm really not no celebrity. I have a little celebrity. Actually, technically, I am. I mean, it's the truth. I'm on. My music is out. My podcast is out. So maybe I attract people in that way. But it's still no excuse, you know. I'm not no big celebrity. That's my goal when I came out here, is to get very successful in order to see a bigger celebrity, you know, singing, songwriting. So you can see my song on a Globe album. You can see me with a Grammy. And I haven't reached that level. I'm like below that level. I'm one of those artists who's got a lot of attention or got my music on, but I haven't gotten the recognition. Recognition is my song is on a chart, and I got a Grammy, and I'm making money enough to buy a home or making money to live off my music. That's the dream. That's why I came out here. You know, it's like, that's what I have to say. Just basic common sense. But strangers, if they want, you know, if a stranger's interested in my music, then contact me directly. And I don't think these people are interested in my music. I think these people are just got something wrong with them, wherever they're from. And I know they're from people from L.A., and they need to stop. This is not 1999, okay? This is not 2002, okay? And this is not 1987. They need to, you know, if I've seen you a long time, you just come out here, you need to stop. I'm just being... Stop the madness. How we deal with rational behavior? When I say rational behavior, it means basic common sense. When you deal with strangers, you go up to them directly and you talk to them. You don't go out and hang out and to follow somebody around and say something at somebody we don't know unless you have some mental health issue or problem. That doesn't make sense. I told you about strangers. We have to be careful when we deal with strangers. Strangers are people who we don't know. We don't socialize with them. I don't know these people. I don't socialize with them. I don't know them. Now, if I seen them in a long time ago or next door to them, it's still strange because I never was their friend. Now, if they somebody from Buffalo and I haven't seen them in years and they come out here and they don't taunt to me, that doesn't make sense. They're a stranger. So it's like, I don't know. So if I say something, I'm like, oh, I'm tired of these people. I'm trying to press my button. You know, I have to be careful. And I told you, be careful of strangers. We have to be careful of strangers. This society is too dangerous. I learned that a long time ago, even back in Buffalo. So it prepared me when I went to New York City, which is a music, or L.A., which is a lot of people, lots of people, and dealing with people who we don't know or we call them strangers. Yes, we have to be careful. But some people out there don't understand boundaries or reality and dealing with. So that's all I need to say on that topic. I hope I made myself sound clear and okay, because on the other hand, when I say things on here and people misinterpret what I say, I hope not. When I deal with people, I deal with them directly. They will not be a stranger. I'd be like, oh, okay, all right, okay. Now, if I say something, and you know, somebody getting angry when I say, and they don't know me, I'm like, yeah. Of course I'm going to get angry if they keep coming around and they don't say anything. Celebrity, or you see me on the internet, you see my music out, it's not is not an excuse. I mean, I have people who, honestly, this is the honest truth, talking about what happened in high school and then talking about what happened and what I did, or comparing me to people back on the East. Then I had to be careful, you know. I was like, okay, because I'm okay, you're okay, you know. I had to be healthy, you know, mentally. And I had to tell the truth. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Okay, I had to ignore it. So I ignore when I'm outside, I'm very quiet, you know. I deal with things directly. If someone says something indirectly, that's all I know, okay? So I'm going to let that go. Because the reason why is that I've been telling you about these homeless people on the street nearby, or people in this area who come up to me or yell things at me, and I'm like, okay, they're suffering because they have homeless problems. I have to ignore. But I have to say, can they get some help? They need to get some help. I mean, I'm okay personally. But I do think that perhaps some of it has to do with just having a little bit of attention online, a celebrity, because of YouTube or whatever. That's not until I get a major label to sign me, you know. And then it's released bigger, and then I go on stage or I become a songwriter or whatever. Then I will consider myself a celebrity. If I get a Grammy or get nominated, have a hit record, or my record's out, or I'm on TV, I'm on a TV show, a major TV show, like, let's just say I'm on The View or my ABC, then I'm really a big celebrity. There yet. I just got a record deal. I'm kind of in the business, but haven't got my big break. But still, that's not an excuse. If you have something, if you come around, talk to me directly. If you don't have nothing to say, then don't come around at all. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I have something to say, you know. It's just basic common sense. If I'm going to deal with somebody or be around people, I have to deal with them directly. I can't deal with somebody who I don't know or say something at me who... But I also know that some of these people can't help it. I mean, they're homeless and they got mental problems, or they got some serious illness. They can't mind their business. They got mental problems. So that's not my concern. My concern is they get help with their illness. So I have to ignore. Then I'm going to continue to ignore. I will continue to ignore something I don't understand. But that's not something that I should be dealing with. I can't deal with something that I cannot understand. Basic common sense. Deal with me directly. They talk to me. They ask me a question. Then I know. I don't go up to, you know, you do basic common sense. You know how to deal with people who, whether you know them or not, you know, we don't, you know, basic common sense in dealing with strangers or people. Because we got to be safe. We got to be well. And we got to know how to know right from wrong. And we have to have boundaries. Now, if somebody do have something to say and scared to say whatever, they shouldn't. Anything with my music, yes, contact me directly. Anything about what I say on the internet, contact me directly. If you're from Buffalo and you have a pass, but then again, you know, if they're from Buffalo and that's somebody I would want to hang out with, then why are you around, okay? But if you're from Buffalo and I have, you know who I am, and you know I'm probably not going to, I don't mind you, then contact me directly. If you're sitting out on the street or whatever, that's not my problem, that's your problem. Or whatever problem you have. And if you do have a problem, go get some help. Because you should not be sitting like a stranger out on the street. But for the homeless, I don't know why the homeless come over here. I don't know. I hope somebody can help them. But I let it be, basic common sense. But it's a new year, 2023. I'm going to be busy tomorrow. And you guys have a good night. And my music... I do love you, and I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. Has been released. I hope you enjoy it. I hope to have new music of live shows on podcasts. I don't know when. I don't know if that's in the, it could be. is there going to be another song release? The answer to that, I don't know. One of the producers I was working with left town, so I have enough music. So, and well, so what you I release might be it. I mean, I've been doing it 10 years. I mean, I released a lot of music. But probably live performances. They may, I will say there will be an original song that I'm going to play it. I'm going to sing it live. You know, you're going to hear it on my podcast or live. Unlike with the I Do Love You. So in that sense, yes. There's a song, Struggle. Struggle, I have not released. Remember Struggle, the hard song? I have, you know, I made it a long time ago and I have not released it. Here it is. It's hard rock. That song was done so long ago, I would say. I did perform that song in clubs in the Sunset Strip. I guess with bands. How I sung it was I went to the Rainbow, you know, the Rainbow, and then I was the Whiskey Go-Go, you know, and what was the Coconut Tea Swing? What I did is that there were times I didn't have a band. Yeah, because all the bands I joined didn't work out, and I was in hard rock, so I took the backing tape. I had the backing tape, and I brought it to the club, and I went on stage, and I sung it with the music in the background. So that's what I did. I did that sometime. It was so fun to do, to sing that hard rock, or sing it long notes, and some people were really impressed with all those long notes I was doing. I don't know about that song. I don't, you know, I'm a totally different person, but hard rock is not on, you know, yes, I will really, you know, perhaps I'll release that. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I was just so hard rock. I was such a different person. But pop and rock. Will there be other songs released from the vault? And that's one of them. There is another clip of song. I don't know. I don't know. You know, my friend has 80 songs. I think, honestly, that the Legacy Songs and Beyond is probably my last album because I've been doing it since 2013, 14, when I started releasing music with singles, and then I didn't know I could release them, and it was so much fun to do because that was such a dream. Because before that time, I spent years, I put all the stuff buried, and I made new songs, and so I made, that I think is very much, pretty much my last album. I mean, I released six. But as far as singles is concerned, yes, I may play like a live version with a keyboard or whatever, new songs that may come out. So that's all I can say is like live singing, you know, me playing the keyboards. I'm probably not going to, you know, whatever, you know, that's what's going on. So that's what's going on. I'm going to talk more about my, I might do a book. I don't know about Legacy Songs and Beyond them. It could be another option, a book on Legacy Songs, you know, all the lyrics in the book, and that could be a new project. I think that's a good one, but it's a lot of work, you know. I also have other things to do, but music is still important. So, and what other things I do is music, so the live shows, the live podcasts we'll be doing. I'm not in no band, so if people ask me about band, if a band is interested in my music, then contact me. I'm not looking for a band. I've been through that a long time. I did not find the right band. I had several bands throughout when I came out to L.A., I tried, and they never gave me the lead singing spot. There was a band, a jamming band at a place where I just jammed a song lead back up, but it wasn't really... It wasn't really a band to go fame, but we did it all the time. I used it for experience and playing in front of people. Then I went out personally to the West LA because I wanted to make it in the industry. could look for hard rock or pop bands, and no one gave me a chance. Then there was another band, after like a 12 or 13 years, I think I found sort of a band, but they didn't want to be famous, they just wanted to have fun, and that's not my that was not my radar, that was not my criteria. I wanted to go to the whiskey and perform and be in the music industry, be an entertainer. So that band is banned. I just didn't find the right band. That's what I have. So I'm a solo artist probably permanently. Maybe I might, but I don't know. I've been doing it so long. But while it will be performances, perhaps, I don't know. You know, I reached a point where I've done all I could in release of music. So it may be a point where maybe that's the end, but just you see the legacy songs and beyond. Goodbye for now. Because I'm releasing music. I mean, some of my videos that I designed were on MTV. I don't know if that's on there no more. It probably isn't. I don't have access to it. I don't see it. I don't have access, but I do have it on Vevo, which is on like MTV. So you can look at that. I designed a lot of those videos. My creativity will not stop. I will continue to write songs. Try to perform live is definitely the goal. Because I got so many songs out. So maybe performances live with my keyboard. That's probably in the horizon. I don't know when. So that I have to say something about that, you know, musically. Books and maybe legacy songs and beyond. Remember I did a podcast about astrology? Well, you know, I'm an expert at basic astrology. You can ask me questions about that. I may do a book on that. I don't know. I may not have time. It will be several months or maybe a few months, you know. There's something going on, and, you know, other endeavors that I have to deal with, but music is still my number one priority. So that's what's going on, you know. I did it so long for so many years of music aspirations. And the relentless perseverance is so important, and I'm not giving up, but I have to alter myself into new endeavors in the field of creativity. But I'm still going to do something music, but I don't know. I haven't, you know, it's not financially. There's no problem financially. It's just finding the right producer. On another recording studio, it's expensive, you know. Well, then again, it could be, you know, because I'm not a rich person. I'm poor. I mean, I basically lived out of the gutter on coming out here. And I'm not in the gutter, but mentally I feel like I have. I mean, I paid my dues. And, for someone who lived in the gutters of L.A. and lived in the gutters of Hollywood and lived in the gutters of Van Nuys or whatever I was in the valley, I'm telling you the truth. And I'm trying to stay focused on what I need to do. That's all I need to say. And remember, you have a good day. Happy New Year. And I'll talk to you soon. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.